DeepEnglish.com.
How to live to be 100. Past perfect. Ushi Okushima passed away in 2011 at the age of 110. She had lived a long and happy life. Had Ushi Okushima lived a short and difficult life? No, she hadn't. She had lived a long and happy life. One of the reasons she had lived such a long and happy life was that she had eaten wisely. What was one of the reasons that Ushi had lived such a long and happy life? One of the reasons she had lived such a long and happy life was that she had eaten wisely. Throughout her life, she had eaten a lean, largely plant-based diet. What kind of diet had Ushi eaten throughout her life? She had eaten a lean, largely plant-based diet. What about your own grandmother? What kind of diet had she eaten throughout her life? Not only had Ushi Okushima eaten good quality food, but she had also been careful about the amount of food she ate. Had Ushi Okushima eaten poor quality food in her life? No, she hadn't. She had eaten good quality food. What else had she been careful about? She had been careful about the amount of food she ate. Ushi and her Okinawan friends had lived by the old saying, Hara Hachi Bunmei. What saying had Ushi and her Okinawan friends lived by? They had lived by the old saying, Hara Hachi Bunmei. That means they had eaten until their stomachs were 80% full. Had they eaten until their stomachs were 100% full? No, they hadn't. They had eaten until their stomachs were 80% full. Throughout her life, Ushi had eaten nutrient-rich meals of vegetables, miso, tofu, seaweed, and a little fish or pork. Had Ushi eaten junk food? No, of course she hadn't. Instead, what had Ushi eaten? She had eaten nutrient-rich meals of vegetables, miso, tofu, seaweed, and a little fish or pork. Before your adult life, had you eaten nutrient-rich meals as a child? Ushi had always stopped eating before she was full. Eating healthy foods in modest quantities had been her way of life. When had Ushi always stopped eating? She had always stopped eating before she was full. Had eating healthy foods in large quantities been her way of life? No, definitely not. Eating healthy foods in modest quantities had been her way of life. So, that had been Ushi's diet. But what about her outlook on life? All throughout her adult life, Ushi had had a clear life purpose, something called an ikigai. Had Ushi had a clear life purpose? Yes, Ushi had had a clear life purpose. And what had that life purpose been called? It had been called an ikigai. Had your ancestors had an ikigai? An ikigai is what got Ushi out of bed in the morning and made her life worth living. Had Ushi's ikigai kept her in bed in the morning? No, it hadn't. It had gotten her out of bed in the morning. And had it made her life worth living? Yes, it had. It had totally made her life worth living. Over the course of her life, Ushi's ikigai had changed. Over the course of her life, had Ushi's ikigai remained the same? No, it hadn't. Ushi's ikigai had changed. For Ushi, it had become longevity itself, which had been a source of pride for her family and village. Had family become Ushi's life purpose? No, not exactly. Longevity had become Ushi's life purpose. And how had Ushi's family and village felt about her longevity? It had been a source of pride for her family and village. In her final years of life, Ushi had simply lived for her immediate community, and that had been enough to keep her going. In her final years of life, what had Ushi simply lived for? She had simply lived for her immediate community. And had that been enough to keep her going? Yes, it had. It had been just enough to keep her going. Before listening to this lesson, had you heard of Ushi Okushima?